quite unusual.
Hello, and welcome to the Quite Unusual Podcast. We're getting unscripted. We're getting raw. Yeah,
this is a raw and unscripted episode.
We're raw dog in this one. Sure. Don't you love when I say that about things?
I love it. I love when we raw dog things together.
Honestly? Amazing.
I am Nicole.
I am Noelle.
And welcome to Unscripted.
Welcome to the Unscripted. If you are part of our Patreon, if you're part of our coven, then you can also watch us.
Yes, we are being recorded right now.
Look like giant
dicks.
Yeah. I was going to say giant baby frogs for some reason. Like if a frog was like a baby, but also like really big.
That doesn't make any sense.
But imagine, okay, here's what I want you to imagine. I want you to imagine like a 500-pound frog.
Okay.
But that's a baby.
That's not a baby. A baby can't be 500 pounds.
Baby elephants are 500 pounds.
I mean, I guess. Anyways, this is an unscripted. So if you guys are looking for research, just don't. Don't listen to this. And also don't give us a bad review because we talk.
Yeah, maybe if you last longer than the 60 seconds.
Oh, no, we got another bad review. Did you not see it?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I was going to bring it up. This is why I didn't tell you. Yeah, Jade, no.
What?
We got another bad review for talking too much.
No, we didn't.
We did. They said that they tried.
What's happening?
I kept trying. Not for me. So much stupid talking that's not funny and so obnoxious. Wish they would redo their format so they stop talking like judgmental Valley girls and actually tell interesting stories. First of all, we're from the Midwest, born and raised.
Don't you know?
Chicagoland.
Oh, how dare they?
How dare you?
What are they called?
Luno Moon?
Luno Moon?
Like, is that like the guy version of Luna? I don't even know.
I don't know. This is, now I'm just sad though.
Yeah, but I don't know. If you guys think that, like, this podcast isn't half about us just talking all the time, this is a comedy podcast about the paranormal. It's not like this is strictly just research-based.
Okay, but here's the thing, is that, like,
it's comedy thrown in.
Like, I put in hours of research for these episodes.
Oh, no, we do our research. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying we also chat before, and we make jokes.
That's really sad.
If you don't like that, I don't know, listen to, like... Stuff You Should Know or
me,
I don't know. What's another podcast that's fact-based? I don't even listen to those, so I wouldn't even know. Babe, but we did get a lot of...
I'm sorry, I'm really sad.
We did get a lot of really great reviews, though. So thank you guys for sticking up for us and pushing that bad one to the back.
Wow, we got a fucking other one. So maybe if you guys could hurt us another one.
So we got another Luna Moon. You're on our shit list now. We got another one.
I'm gonna fuck your wife too.
I mean, that's just what we're gonna do for everyone.
If it's consensual.
Yeah, if she wants it. She probably will. You're spending all of your time giving bad reviews to girls on who make podcasts, so.
Valley girls. Honestly, that's the most offensive part, is like, I'm sorry.
Calling us a valley girl.
You know what runs in my veins? Nacho cheese.
I was going to say bratwurst and Miller Lite.
We live on a diet of sausage and beer.
Sausage and beer.
This past year, our accountant's so mad, we spent $22,000.
We did.
That we got from the sale of a house on solely sausages and beer.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage.
Bratwurst.
Sausage and Pabst.
In the French room is where we eat it, so.
It's really, I'm not going to lie to you.
I know, man. That was going to upset you a lot. That's why I wanted to wait to tell you. I can't believe you didn't see it. You were checking reviews, too.
Okay, so I'm using my phone to record video right now. But yeah. I was going to say, I think that when I click it, it only shows, like, a review. Like, I don't click, like, view all. Like, go to iTunes.
Oh, yeah. No, you can swipe through them, though.
I think I don't.
So you just look at the first review that there is and no other review.
Yeah. Was the first one good?
That's how you live your life.
Yeah, is the first one good?
Yeah.
Then yeah. Why would I need to see more?
I mean, there's so many. Did you post this one? I was going to post that one.
No.
All right, well, I'll post it.
Saw the one.
Jesus Christ. God damn it. All right. Well, anyways, thank you for the people who did
give
us great reviews.
And also, Luno... You know what? I won't fuck your wife. I promise. But honestly, I want to have a conversation about this. DM us or DM me on social media. This is Noelle. I genuinely want to know what you don't like.
They don't like our talking. They don't like us.
Well, this is an audio format, so I'm not
they
sure
don't
what they're
like our obnoxious
like.
Valley girl talking, and apparently we're not funny anymore.
I have the deepest voice of any woman on the planet.
I have a deeper voice than you do, so
how
don't even.
How do you measure how deep a voice is?
I don't know. Mine's pretty low.
Why don't they like us?
Doesn't matter. No, not everyone's going to like us. That's what you put yourself out there. Some people are going to like you. Some people are not going to like you. That's just how it goes.
Hello,
that's the name of the game. Anyways, we also tried to do, we tried to summon Bloody Mary tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's what happened. What happened was.
So disappointing.
We tried to go live on Instagram. But someone, this is just bad news after bad news. But someone reported some content that we had. So Instagram chose to block us from doing lives.
Temporarily, but we don't even know how long that's been happening because we've literally never tried to do a live before ever. So
also, what if we've never been able to do one?
That would be hilarious. Just never known.
And we just never knew.
It says temporarily.
I'm gonna say
I have hope that it's gonna be okay.
The punishment doesn't fit the crime.
Mm.
If someone's reporting our posts, like don't let us post, which we've been there before. I don't get it, man. This really sucks. But anyways, so what
Instagram
we're...
just sucks in general. Like, there's so many fake accounts of people, like, witches and, like, tarot readers and stuff. And
all the time.
Like, people scamming their accounts, and Instagram just doesn't do anything about it. So, like, honestly, Instagram, if you're listening, fuck you, because you suck.
Instagram.
You suck.
The AI that runs Instagram. Wait, does Zuckerberg own it?
It's connected to... It's Meta.
Meta World Peace owns it?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Really? No. Meta's like the company. I don't know if Zuckerberg owns it.
Fuckerberg. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's, Meta is the company. And they are connected. So
let's
fuck both of them.
Trash.
Let's absolute fuck trash. Both their wives.
So what we're doing. Yeah, I'm going to fuck Meta World Peace's wife. Okay, so this podcast is going off the rails again. But it's unscripted, so that's cool. That's what we like.
That's what we're supposed to do.
That's what we're supposed to do.
We're only 13 and probably like 10
I don't care anymore. Nothing matters. Time is a social construct, and I'm frankly over it. People don't like us, and I'm going to definitely cry about it later, but I'm not going to cry about it right now. Why? Because that makes for bad radio. So instead, what I'm going to do is ask all of you sweet little baby critters out there in podcast land to please subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah.
For
some reason, it's quite unusual, 2256.
That's my birthday.
I don't know why.
February 2nd, 1956 is my birthday.
That's not your birthday.
That's my birthday. I look amazing.
Also, you like can't search us on YouTube. I don't know. Apparently, we suck at social media. It's just what I've learned today.
We'll fucking figure it out. Anyways, so. I posted a link on our Instagram. I'll post it on Twitter, too. If you could follow our YouTube, then we just need a few more subscribers, and then we'll go live on YouTube, and we'll summon Bloody Mary next Monday. Yeah. So in 4 days from whenever this comes out, what's the date on that?
It'll come out on the 6th
at about 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to summon Bloody Mary on YouTube.
Hopefully.
But you have to subscribe to our YouTube. So please to be doing that for me.
I don't know if I'm the only person, but like technology just hates me and just fucks up out of nowhere.
I feel like I'm not usually that bad at
it. No, it's me. It's literally me. And I don't know why.
You know what else?
Even at work, it's like I'll go to like the tech department. I'll be like, I don't know why my phone isn't working. And they're like, we don't know either. We've never seen this before. We're just going to give you a new one.
There's
like,
you have two omens about you. Okay.
Me?
Yes. There's two, I guess, you bring two things to the world in a negative way.
Okay.
You're a beautiful sunshine person, and I'm deeply in love with you.
I'm not a sunshine person, but thank you.
Black hole sun style.
Yes. I'll take that.
There are two things about you that make me laugh. Technology does hate you. You are like a black hole.
It hates me so
much. Remember when we went to Jamaica and all of the key cards you had didn't work for some reason? It's just technology doesn't like you. You are made of magnets.
I honestly,
it's all that aluminum in your blood. It's magnetized.
It probably is. I just got a hair mineral analysis and there's a fuck ton of aluminum
Nicole
in my hair.
Is made of magnets. And so. Whenever we/you go on vacation, it rains.
It didn't rain in Jamaica.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
It rained every day.
It rained one morning.
Okay.
It never prohibited us from doing things.
Prohibidabido.
What else? What other vacation have we gone on? It didn't rain at Paracon. Like maybe drizzle a little bit. No, it didn't prohibit us from doing anything.
No, it didn't. It didn't prohibit anything.
What other vacations have we been on?
Salem.
It snowed in Salem.
Yeah.
I brought snow on Halloween to Massachusetts, that's for sure.
Yeah, you bring
bad weather.
You bring weather.
On my vacations. That's not true. I've been on a lot of vacations where I've had fantastic weather. Okay,
I take it back.
All right, what do you got?
This is the noise of me winking. Listen.
I'm looking at your notes right now because we're sitting next to each other so we could be on Patreon video, and they're insane. So I'm ready to just dive in.
Yeah, for once, I have notes.
You had notes last time, too.
Oh, yeah.
Made for a really great show.
Thank you. Oh, are you saying when I put in effort, things are better?
Yeah, when you put in effort, things are better.
Okay, I have two links that I want to talk about, and then I have a few notes, but I have to get rid of this one. We'll come back to that. Okay, so actually, I'm going to read that one first. The first note I have is the last note I have. Bloody says, what does it say, Nicole?
It says, Bloody Mary was scary, but we didn't do Bloody Mary, and you just wrote, wow, you're a faker.
No, I'm so scared.
You don't even know if it was. And you were going to say that. It's already in your notes.
I'm so scared of Bloody Mary. I was at work today.
She was scared, actually, before we found out that we couldn't go live.
I was at work today, and I was chatting to one of my coworkers about doing the Bloody Mary thing, and he was like, look, I don't believe in Jesus, but I will pray for you tonight, because he's also very scared of ghosts. I'm so scared. I hate ghosts so much. I'm so scared of them. I'm such a bad paranormal guy.
But that's why we work together, is because I'm the one that's like, yeah, throw pig's blood on me and sacrifice me to the Dark Lord, and you're like, I don't want to say a word in a mirror three times.
Wow. Yours was so metal.
Thank you.
And mine was, I'm a little baby bitch boy.
Well, you know the voice.
You know what? I won't even look in a mirror. That's why my face looks so fucked up all the time, because I don't even know what I look like.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a personal problem, but okay.
Okay, so Bloody Mary was scary, but we didn't even do it yet, and I'm so scared to do it. Okay, so that's it. One thing I have to tell you that roses and thorns.
For what? Just I'm like in say, general?
Yeah, I'm just going to do a rose and a thorn right now.
Okay.
Okay. A rose that I'm really, a thorn is Instagram. I hate it.
Yeah. Fuck, that was going to be mine.
Oh, I'll choose a different one. Okay.
No, you can have that. Okay. I'll think of something.
A rose with something that hasn't happened yet, but I'm excited for it. I'm going to a party. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Called a favorite things party.
Oh, yes.
Where you bring... Nicole and I are sitting next to each other, and usually we're across from each other, and it's so much easier to talk to you.
Well, you can talk to that.
Oh, I forgot we were recording.
Yeah, I've been kind of looking.
Okay, I will look at you guys so that you don't have to see the side of my face. Okay, so I'm going to a thing called a favorites thing party,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very excited for this.
So tell us how it works, though.
So there's like... It's going to be like a bunch of people. I don't know how many. I'm a bad estimator. But you bring three of your favorite things.
So each person brings three.
Yes, three of the same thing.
Okay.
So like if your favorite thing is like, name a thing.
Popcorn.
If your favorite thing is popcorn, a specific type of popcorn, you like, you know, the tins with like the three different types of popcorn, like Carrots. The Garrett's pop, because Midwest.
We're not from the Valley. That's why.
No. Fuckers. We're from the fucking flatlands.
It is wintering so hard outside. How dare you even for a second think we're from the Valley?
Honestly?
We've suffered 32 years of winters. Go fuck yourself.
Well, you have.
Okay, you've in 2 days. One day?
I don't know what day it is.
You will be also 32 years of winter.
That's so true. But not until then. Not a moment sooner. So basically, you bring three of the same thing that are your favorite thing. And the limit on this is $20. So, or like you do around $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you do, it's sort of like a white elephant thing where you like choose other people's things and like you can like steal things and stuff like that.
So you get to pick the ones that you want.
I think so.
That's so fun.
I know. I want to have one of these parties.
Yes.
We love, Nicole and I love a party.
You guys, if you follow us on social media, you know. Oh, I still have to post pictures from the Twilight party.
I haven't posted pictures from the Twilight or the 80s party.
I need to do that. We love a theme too.
We love a theme. Oh, we got to come up with a theme for this. We're going to have finer
things. Finer things party.
Your finer favorite things.
Finer favorite things.
So I'm having trouble thinking of a favorite thing to bring. I thought about bringing Grandma Jessica. Well,
that's her eye mask, by the way. We talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah, I thought about bringing a herd of them because I do love her very, very much. But they're like almost $40. So I was like, I feel like that's like breaking.
It's over the limit.
Right.
And the limit does exist, and it's $20.
I don't want to be like the Michael Scott that brings an iPod when like the limit was $20. Yeah. So I don't want to do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I'm not going to. So I'm trying to think of something else to bring. And I'm like, oh, I really like this like exfoliating like face mask I was gonna bring, but it's like $16.
So,
and then I was like,
it's worth $20, honestly.
I was like, I feel like it sounds like a telemarketer. A value of $20 for the low price of $16. I could do that one, or I did find a different face mask that I could use, like an eye mask that I could do, but I've never test drove it.
That's fake. You can't bring a favorite thing that isn't your favorite.
So I don't know what to bring.
Just do the face mask. I would like to have that face mask.
Would you? It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, yeah.
So then I started thinking,
I do have that face mask. That's how much I like it.
That's where I got the idea.
It's the Versed, what is it?
Pineapple
exfoliating.
Yeah. You're like, great. I swear by this thing. And then I bought it and I swear by it. So, you know, I should just bring it.
You guys should try it too. This isn't an ad either.
No, I fucking wish it was. Are you kidding me? Too. So, okay. So maybe I'll bring that. But anyways, I was thinking we should come out with, you know, like Oprah does like Oprah's favorite things. Like you get a favorite thing and you get a favorite thing or whatever. We should make holiday gift guides of our favorite things.
And give them to our parents?
And put them... No.
Put them where?
On social media.
Like things that we would want?
Things that we think, like, okay, we're like two spooky girls, right?
Yeah. Oh, influencers do that all the time, too.
Yeah,
like,
well, we can
what
be...
to get your husband.
Yeah, but we won't do that because, like, we don't have husbands.
We don't have husbands.
No, but like what to get us? Like, what, do you have like a goth girlfriend? This is what she wants. She wants bones. She wants vials of blood.
She wants bats.
She wants a bat.
Spooky girl wants a bat.
Get her a box of bats. You coward. What are you doing? So I was thinking we should do that.
Like this for the spooky girl in your life.
Yeah.
You should these. Gift guides for
kind
her.
Of fun, right?
I mean, it's gonna be crystals, it's gonna be like witch books, it's gonna be I don't know what else.
Exfoliating pineapple face mask because you know,
anything like I don't know, horror film, related, stickers, t-shirts. Yes.
I feel like it could kind of be cool, and I feel like it would be kind of useful.
For the people buying us presents,
For the people that know people like us.
I guarantee you my mom would look at it and not buy any of those things.
I guarantee you my mom would look at it and...
She would be like, oh, you wanted this instead, right?
She's like, no.
And she listens to this podcast, too.
Shout out, Conrad.
Actually, she texted me today and told me that she was listening to our back catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, wow, your audio really sucked.
Is she the one that left the bad review?
Maybe, honestly.
Did she?
She's like, wait a second. I'm going to change this.
You know, our audio was really bad.
It was. So shout out to Rode for hooking it up and making that better for us. Because we needed it, apparently.
We absolutely needed it.
When your own mother tells you that your audio sucks, your audio sucks.
So true, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so those were three things that I had to talk about so far. Do you have anything to talk about?
Let me just check. Well, I had the review that was on my list. Mm-hmm. My mom's review of our sound getting better.
Okay, we're breezing through this.
Oh, I want to talk about this scary thing that I just learned. EMF.
Oh, fuck.
From your AirPods and your phone.
Dude, I am so scared to use my AirPods.
Like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi.
Every time I put them in, I have like a mini meltdown about it now.
Okay, so listen, I know that like some people have said like turn your or put your phone in a different room when you sleep and blah 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 blah. Okay, so I read this article and it really freaked me out that like the EMF coming off of your phone, your Apple Watch, your iPod.
What does EMF stand for?
Or your AirPods? I don't electric magnetic fuck
fields. Brain fucker,
radio, whatever frequency. I'm not a scientist. This is why we get bad reviews because we just talk.
It's electromagnetic field.
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, just like anything, like electronic, which is like you use it. You have to use it. You can't not use it in your daily life.
Yeah.
It like is bad for you and it can give you like brain cancer. And I freaked out. So I turned off my phone at night. Oh, apparently like shungite, which is a crystal or like a stone.
Yeah.
Apparently that's really good to like absorb it. So first of all, I bought a lot of shungite. I'm wearing a shungite bracelet. It's all, I put it in my room. I got a bunch of crystals.
She ate like a whole handful of it.
I consumed it. And then I turned my phone on airplane mode and I turned my Apple Watch on airplane mode. I have never slept better. Probably since I was a kid and didn't have a freaking iPhone. And my dreams have been insane.
Okay, so you told me this.
Try it.
And I was so scared to do this. I was so scared.
Yes.
Because I use my phone. I'm straight up addicted to my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm like on my phone like 9 hours a day, like for realsies.
Everyone is. A lot of us are.
It's like Screen Report was down this week by 15%. You were only on your phone 18 hours. Good job, bitch. So I'm like addicted. But I did the same thing. I turned off my Bluetooth. I put it on airplane mode or whatever.
Yeah.
And I slept like a tiny little baby angel.
I told you and you were like, oh my God.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Trust me. You guys, maybe you won't notice difference. Noelle and I did. Mm-hmm.
Dreams are bonkers.
I was always a big dreamer just as a kid. And then like now as an adult, like sometimes I'll remember, sometimes I won't. I swear to God, when you turn off your phone or not even turn it off, just like turn off, like put it on airplane mode, turn off Bluetooth, turn off all of that shit. I've been having insane dreams again and I love it.
I've been having cool ones. Do you remember any dreams?
I sent you one, I think.
My phone is being occupied.
I've had really weird dreams. Oh, actually, the weirdest one okay, so I have a friend. He moved to LA, so he lives in LA now.
So he's a Valley girl.
He's a Valley girl. I'm not a Valley girl.
That's fucking right.
Anyways, I had a dream that my other friend, who also knows him, I had a dream that she just decided that she needed to kill him. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, obviously, I'm going to help you. So, like, she killed him. I helped her cover it up. That was the dream, right? Mm-hmm. And so I woke up the next morning, and I texted her. And I was like, hey, I had the wildest dream. Like, we killed blah, blah, blah.
Brad.
No, not Brad. We love Brad.
What? I'm just coming up with a name.
Oh, no, not that Brad. We love him.
Okay, Oscar the Grouch. Okay.
So I was like, remember Oscar, like our old friend who moved away? I'm like, I had a dream like you wanted to kill him. And my friend was like, that's so weird. I had a dream that he died also. And that, like, he gave his business to us and we had to, like, run his business.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so weird. And I was like, well, what if he actually did die? Mm-hmm. So I go on his Facebook, right? So
Nicole texts me and I'm like, I kind of hope he did die. So, like, you can, like, prove it, like, you're psychic.
So I go on his Facebook to, like, make sure he's still alive. It was his fucking birthday that day.
That's wild.
I was like, it's his birthday.
He did an opposite die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He gained.
He was born.
He got closer to dying, if you think about it. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe your psychic powers will come back to you if you turn off your technology around you, which is so hard to do because obviously technology is embedded in everything that we do in life. But
it's so hard. Like, I don't have an alarm. I use my phone.
You can still use your alarm on your phone.
No, I do.
By turning off all of like the basic functions on your phone still work. It's just the connection to the internet.
Yeah, really. But like I use my phone as an alarm, so like I don't know. People, it's like some people turn their phones off at night. I can't do it.
Can't yeah, do it. I still want to. That's why I just like turned it on airplane mode and do everything else because I need to have that like quick.
What click. If someone calls me? What well, if my mom calls me?
If you turn it off, turn on airplane mode, she's not going to be able to call you anyway.
She can call on Wi-Fi. It's like,
oh, you don't turn it off Wi-Fi? If you're on airplane mode, it turns off Wi-Fi too. What? Turns off everything.
What if my mom's been trying to call me at 3 in the morning every day?
I mean, she could just come to our house too. She lives pretty close.
She's very close. It's true.
But yeah, so I don't know. Try it.
Yeah.
Try it and see what happens like one night, like if you get a better sleep. Usually I wake up in the middle of the night just randomly. I slept through the entire time.
Yeah, I've been doing that too.
Didn't wake up once. Dreamt like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's been awesome. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I went through like a month, maybe like a month and a half where I was waking up at 3:33 every single morning.
I've had that too where it's like the same time every single
And I feel like time. It's just like your brain, like your like circadian rhythm or whatever just like gets into yeah. it. And like it's nothing more than that. But of course my brain is like, oh, well, the black hat man is standing in my room and he's staring at me. Because I owe him money and took 4 Benadryls last night.
Because that's what you do every night.
Yeah.
That's how you fall asleep.
I'm like, night, taking my bennies.
You're like, peace out, Nicole, taking my bennies.
Yeah. And that's what I do every night. Yes. I have something to say to you.
Please.
That I feel like you'll relate to.
Okay.
I own too many fucking socks.
I own too many socks that don't match each other. It's not that I own too many socks. It's they're like,
yeah.
I put them in as a pair. Mm-hmm. They come out as a single. They come out single. They divorce in the washing machine.
You know what?
Or the dryer.
They're the ones driving up the divorce rate.
And then one of them kills the other. Mm-hmm. It's usually the husband sock.
I mean, family annihilator.
And then,
yeah,
I only have one.
Yeah,
and it fucking sucks.
Yeah. So same. I did like. Not to exaggerate, I did probably like honestly 5 loads of laundry over the weekend. Mm. And I'm trying.
Yeah, I need to get in there. I need to get into that.
Oh, I just put sheets in.
Damn it.
Sorry. I'll take them out. I'll take them out.
No, it's okay. You can finish.
I'm so sorry. roommate talk. Am I right, ladies? So, anyways, so I did like a bunch of loads of laundry and I'm trying so hard to get rid of clothes.
It's hard.
I own too much stuff.
It's hard.
I don't want all of it. How many black nudies do you need? I have 7.
I feel like that's a good amount of nudies, though.
One for every day of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
And then you don't have, like, you can just wait to do laundry.
That's true.
You know?
I can't stop yawning.
We are recording pretty late. It's 9:55.
Sorry.
The Bloody Mary snafu.
I already took my bennies, so I'm trying to power through this.
Well, I was recording this episode. On 4 bennies right now.
Yeah, so. All 3 of us are recording this. Nicole, me, that guy in the corner. Hey. Okay, anyways. So I did all this laundry, and I'm like, where am I going to put my socks? I don't know where to put my socks. I don't have enough space for these fucking socks. And I laid them all out on my bed. I don't even know how many. I'm so bad at estimating numbers. I made 3 pairs of socks out of almost an entire laundry
basket. That's what I'm telling you.
Of socks. How is that possible?
I feel like every pair of socks is just put into an arranged marriage and like packaged together. And then mm-hmm. when you throw them in the wash machine and the dryer, that's when there's a chance for one of them to run away. And they do.
I don't blame them. I don't.
Be free, I guess. I don't know.
So I started just matching similar socks, like yeah. socks of like different colors, but like the same height and thickness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just my new life now. This is the life I'm going to live. I don't care anymore. Whatever.
Well, before, sorry, I didn't mean to cut
you. No, I'm done.
Well, before I moved in here, mm-hmm. I had a huge fucking closet and I just like had a basket.
It was like a whole room.
It was basically a room. And then I had a basket and I just didn't match socks. I just threw all my socks in the basket because I was like, who has time to match socks?
I need to match
socks. So I would just wash my clothes and then when the socks were washed, I'd just throw them all in a basket. And then if I needed a sock, I would just pick out whatever and be like, oh, unmatching, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's me now. But that's my life.
I should just do that actually.
So I've decided I'd like to join a cult
of socks.
No, I want to give away all of my worldly possessions to this cult, sign over my bank account to them,
okay.
just rid myself of all of this shit, do like an extreme Marie Kondo of my life, get it all out of there, bring me some fucking joy. I do not want these responsibilities anymore.
of socks?
Yeah, man. It's a slippery slope. You don't want that. It's a slippery slope.
Get a basket for your socks then.
It's a slippery slope.
Stop caring. That's what I used to do.
I had my socks in a basket, and you know who shit in that basket?
I'm going to guess your cat, Jade.
Yeah. Sure did.
I did it.
You shit in my basket?
Just kidding. It wasn't me.
It's a fucking dick.
It wasn't me.
That one. This is stupid. Okay, so that's all of the little notes that I have. Oh, did you see that Marie Kondo said she's no longer going to clean her house?
No, I don't even, honestly, I don't even know what the fuck Marie Kondo looks like. Like, everyone talks about her. I don't.
She's like a small Asian woman.
Okay, well, does she just like clean shit? I don't even know what her.
You don't know
Marie Kondo? I know she like organizes and cleans stuff, but I don't know. I don't care.
Okay, so she had like a show. I don't remember what it was called. It was called
Marie Kondo Cleaning
Shit. Yeah, I think it's there. Show. Yeah, the Marie Kondo Cleaning Show is what it was called.
Cleaning Shit Show.
Cleaning Shit Show. Yes, that's fully what it was called.
I know.
And she like taught you how to like organize your life and like if something isn't bringing you joy, like get rid of it. And if it is bringing you joy, like keep it.
Yeah, no I've heard that. Like, does it bring you joy?
Yes. But she's the one that taught me how to fold a fitted sheet. And that's a point of pride for me.
I don't even care to do that. Like, it's knowing how to do that is not going to fix like the problems in my life.
It's so interesting how different we are. You're not scared of ghosts. You don't fold fitted sheets.
I literally wrap it like in a, just like fold it, and I'm like, it's a pile.
No, I know.
I've seen. Going in the closet.
I've seen. I like fold mine like crisp little edges. No. And there is not a single thing in my life that is organized other than my sheets.
I would say that a lot of everything else in my life is pretty organized except for my socks and my sheets.
Only my sheets are organized. I feel like I need to reprioritize things.
Maybe a little, yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Okay, do you have anything else?
Why do you, are you going to like deep dive into some shit?
I have two articles. I'd like to read one of them and then I want to deeply discuss the other one.
All right.
Which one should I go first? Okay, either one or two, or I can give you a hint into what they're about.
I can see your fucking computer. I know what they're about.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
I'm looking at them. Let's do the first one.
Okay. The ghost of, I wrote Nacho Man.
Macho Man, no, Randy Savage?
Nacho Man. Ghost Wait. Of Nacho Man, Randy Savage.
Why is it Nacho Man?
Because I spelled macho wrong.
Oh. Well, that's funny. I'm wearing a Hulk Hogan as a Sasquatch shirt right
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa. Squat you gonna do, brother.
Squat you gonna do, brother. It's yeah. from the Michigan Paranormal Convention.
Yes, it is. Why did you read it like that?
I don't know. I forgot how to say paranormal for a second.
Oh, look. I said gift guide out loud, and now I'm getting an ad for one.
Wow.
Okay. So the title of this is an UpRocks article. Literally can't stop yawning. The title of this is The Ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage is allegedly haunting a Florida wrestling promotion.
God, I hope he is.
This is from 2015, so I'm sorry. It's literally a long time ago. This is, let's see here. Okay, so basically what happened was there was like this thing in like a little like wrestling guy in Florida.
There was, wait, a little wrestling guy in Florida is what you just said?
This is how I speak. Is this why people hate our show?
I'm asking you to clarify. Was there a little wrestling guy or was it just like a normal sized guy in Florida?
It wasn't even a guy. It was an event.
Okay. So there was a wrestling event in Florida.
Okay, I'm starting to understand why people hate our show.
Now.
There was an event in Florida. And apparently the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage, who is he the one that snapped into a Slim Jim?
Yeah, I think so.
And never snapped back?
I think Hulk Hogan did too, though.
Okay, so we got two Slim Jims snapping boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
The wrestlers love to snap into Slim Jims. Everyone knows it.
They do. They really do. All right. So I'm going to read this to you. This is a quote from someone called Kenny Eichenberg, who was there. I was at a local wrestling event in Live Oak, Florida on 2/7/2015 and was taking pictures. I posted one to Facebook and a few hours later, people were saying that it looked like a ghostly figure of, quote, the Macho Man, Randy Savage, was in the photo. See for yourself. They did not include it. No.
I don't believe it then.
I couldn't find it.
I would have believed it if there was a grainy picture.
Well, there is not one. So apparently, Macho Man Randy Savage's ghost was there. He was in Florida, which honestly, I feel like tracks. I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like he would hang out in Florida. I don't know where he's from. I don't know where he died. But I do think he would spend a lot of his time, his retirement, his ultra retirement, which is what is death but ultra retirement?
You want to know what?
In Florida. What?
He actually died in Florida.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where in Florida?
Tampa. He died of a heart attack as he was driving, and he crashed his car. Crashed.
I like the way you said that. How far is Live Oak, Florida from Tampa?
23 miles, approximately.
You know what? I trust you. You co-host a... Whoa. It's 11 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
6 miles.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to... You know what?
It's got to be him.
I think it was him. Mm. I do.
Mm.
I do. There's a description of the photo, but not the photo. Apparently, there's a referee who's standing there, and then there's a specter of Macho Man Randy Savage right next to it. So I just need you to know that Macho Man Randy Savage
lives on in Florida.
He's here?
He lives on in Florida.
He's among us, and he's hanging out at wrestling promotions. He's hanging out at Little Wrestling Guys.
He's hanging out at Little Wrestling Guys?
That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing.
Well, I love that for him. I mean, he's doing what he loves.
Hanging out in Florida. Dying in Florida. He died doing what he loved. Being in Florida and going to a wrestling promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Is that all? Is that the Kool-Aid Man? Or is that him?
That's his. Oh, yeah.
Is Macho Man Randy Savage also the Kool-Aid Man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I believe it. I believe that. Wow. Okay. So there's that. I wanted to tell you guys all about that.
And another,
thank you. Thank you for listening to me spout nonsense. And another article from the New York Post that I think is very important. Okay. Someone got The Orphaned.
Like the movie The Orphan?
Exactly like the movie The Orphan, except this is a completely different plot line. But it's not dissimilar to that.
So it's not The Orphan, but it's kind this, of
it's the It's kind orphan. Of like The Orphan. New Jersey woman who is almost 30, which is kind of rude. Just call her 29. Like, don't be rude at this point.
Pushing 30, says the article. That is
Isn't
very,
that aggressive?
That's very rude.
She's 29. She's in her 20s.
New Jersey woman, 29-year-old New Jersey woman.
Pushing 30.
Wow.
Yeah. Fakes way into high school for almost a week before officials notice. So this woman... she is 29. She forged a birth certificate, applied to a high school, and went to New Brunswick High School for an entire week before someone was like, are you pushing 30?
So she never been kissed them? She Josie Grossied them?
She Josie Grossied / the orphan.
How did they figure out that she was not 17.
They literally just asked her and she was like, oh yeah, no, I'm not a teenager.
What was her reasoning for going back though? She like just wanted to relive the glory days or like redo it and be popular this time?
I'm not sure.
And get a kiss on the pitcher's mound?
Yes, that's exactly.
She had never been?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what she wanted.
Okay.
Yeah. A woman called Hai Jung Shin, who again is not pushing 30. She is only 29. 29. We're not even pushing 30. We're in our late 20s.
No, we're 32. I mean,
you are.
You're 31.
Am I pushing 30?
You're over 30.
Okay, authorities are quoted as saying, authorities were immediately notified and the individual in question has now been arrested for providing false documentation. This is an unfortunate event, said a man called something with his last name Johnson. Aubrey Johnson, who is the superintendent of the school.
That's a man's name?
Yes. Yes, that's his name. Communication has been provided to the parents of individuals that the young lady may have come in contact with, and communication was also provided to all high school parents today. So you know what he's doing? He's being polite. He's calling her young lady.
Do you have a picture of this girl? woman, I should say.
This almost 30-year-old?
Did she? So she didn't give a reason as to why she wanted to go back.
No,
to
she high just school. Like did.
I mean, honestly, it would be kind of fun, like going back now.
It's kind of a slay,
knowing what you know. But I feel like I would just get made fun of by like all of Gen Z because my style isn't cool enough.
This is her.
She could pass as a high schooler.
Dude, she looks so young.
She totally could pass as a high schooler.
She looks crazy young.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that's basically it. She just was like, I'm going to go to high school. And then she fucking did. She made a fake birth certificate, enrolled in high school for some reason.
How did they catch her, though?
So, the counselor of the school I was reading, they, like we're like talking to her because like, oh, she's a new student, whatever, like well, I'll like get to know her. So they were doing that and they had like a feeling that something was off, so they like called her back to the office like a few times and like were asking her questions. And then like the students were like, yeah, she's like kind of weird, and it reminds me of that meme of what's his name, where he's like, hello fellow students,
the new guy.
No Oh god. Oh my god. Crazy eyes from Mr. Deeds. Why can't I think of his real name? He's in Con Air.
Rob Schneider?
No.
No, he's the guy with the dead foot in Mr. Deeds.
No, Mr. Deeds is the guy with the dead foot.
Oh yeah, no, he's the guy that stabs him, right?
No, that's John Turturro.
Oh fuck, what am I thinking?
Have you ever seen Mr. Deeds?
No, I have. I'm getting all of my Adam Sandler characters mixed up at this point.
Yeah, also, I'm just, like, talking straight nonsense to you.
Oh, Steve Buscemi?
Fucking thank you! Jesus Christ, why couldn't I remember his name?
Think of any other role that he's in, and I would have got that.
I couldn't, for some reason. I couldn't even think of his fucking name.
Crazy eyes from... When you think Steve Buscemi, you think the guy with crazy eyes from Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds is, like, my favorite movie.
I know.
So that's the only thing you could think of. Anyway, so like that meme where he's like, hello, fellow students. And he's got the skateboard. That's what I'm picturing. They think that she was going to high school to possibly lure children into doing like being kidnapped and like doing sex work. But that's not confirmed because they're like, why are you here? And she was like, I don't know, for fun. And, like, that was it.
Honestly, like, if you were like, why are you here? She's like, I don't know. I had nothing better to do. I would be like, oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. So, like, that's what it was, man. That's some weird-ass shit, right?
It was pretty freaking weird. When did this happen?
This was, like, not that long ago. Let me see when this article.
I'm surprised they found out, though, because, like, I don't know.
She January 25th.
Wow.
Well, this is 5 days ago.
She honestly looks like she could be a high school student.
She looks very, very young. So, yeah, they just, like, had a bad feeling, and they're like, hey, this feels off. I think this lady's definitely pushing at least 30. And the superintendent's like, what? That's a young woman. What are you talking about? And they arrested her for falsifying a government document.
I mean, as they should, but honestly, like, I don't know why you would want to go back to high school.
Maybe she always wanted to be popular.
She always wanted her first kiss.
That's what it was on the pitcher's mound.
Oh, I actually do have a couple.
We got.
I want to talk about snacks. What's your favorite snack?
Oh, okay. So I was never. Let me start this with. There's two types of households. There's ingredient households and there's snack households.
I was a snack household for sure.
I was an ingredient household. Okay. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I have just recently gotten into snacks as an adult person.
What is an ingredient household?
An ingredient household is like a house where you have a bunch of stuff to make things with.
But you're a child and you can't.
Sort of. But like I could like make toast and stuff when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that would like be my snack. My snack would be like a yogurt.
Mm.
Or like... a piece of toast or
like you didn't have like chips or like Hostess cakes or
no. My dad did. My dad would like hide them from us. He was an oatmeal pie, oatmeal cream pie guy.
That was my shit too.
It's like a coveted snack to me.
I used to have one with every single lunch as a child. That was my dessert.
I didn't get that.
See, my dad was the opposite. He was like the no junk food one. And my mom was like, I do the grocery shopping, so it's going to be chips. All day.
No, we weren't like that. I remember going to the grocery store, though, and we went to this place called Cub Foods. Do you remember Cub Foods?
Yeah, Cub Foods is in Minnesota. My friend lives right by Cub Foods. We always go there whenever we...
Cub Foods, Fox.
Yeah.
It's so good. So we would always go in and I can like picture the store and we would go grocery shopping at night for some reason.
It's the best time because there's no one there.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Like right before it closes, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So we would go, it'd be my mom, my older brother and me, because my little brother was dead back then, before he was born. Because that's how that works, right?
You're not a human yet, but you're a floating fetus in the universe, I guess.
Okay, so back when my little brother was a floating...
You're a bunch of cells somewhere, I don't know.
So back when my little brother was a floating fetus in the universe, my older brother, my mom, and I would go to the grocery store. And I was allowed to get whatever candy I wanted from these bins of candy.
Oh, yeah. They have, like, the scoop and weigh
snacks,
yeah.
And they had these gummy octopuses there. And you know.
She loves a gummy octopus.
I love a gummy octopus. Look, it combines the best qualities of a gummy bear with the middle of the octopus. Plus, the legs are, like, the best qualities of the worm. Tell me that the gummy octopuses I have given unto thee have not been the best fucking gummies.
No.
What?
I like worms.
Yeah. You don't like a...
I'm a worm guy.
A worm guy?
Sour worms, actually.
I like a sour gummy bear, too.
I'm a sour candy person. I just love sour candy.
That's true.
I actually have a fuck ton of sour candy on my desk right now because I just snack on it all day at work.
I saw it.
Sour straws.
Sour spaghetti.
The sour spaghettis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So gummies are my all-time favorite food of all the foods in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Top five favorite snacks, for sure. I love Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its fuck. So hard.
I like the regular ones, so the normal orange Cheez-Its. Hot take, the white cheddar ones, not that good.
Those are so good. I mean, nothing can beat the OG cheddar, but the white cheddar.
I mean, they're fine. They're good.
They're delicious.
I had a pepper jack one once.
Those, I don't really like the flavored ones. They're not really flavorful for me.
They were all right.
I had one that was like, I think it was like Swiss and something else. I don't know. It was okay.
Swiss is provocative.
How?
I don't know. I feel like it gets people going. Swiss?
Because there's holes in it?
Oh, no. Not in like a sex way.
Oh, okay.
No. I mean like I feel like sometimes it's...
sometimes, like, where are you going with this?
Like, I like Swiss, but sometimes I'm like, I can't eat a Swiss right now, you know? I can't.
Well, it didn't taste like Swiss cheese, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like the ones that are like the wavy ones. The wavy ones.
I don't like those. Those are the worst kind for me.
I like the white cheddar wavy ones.
Mm.
But I like the OG is like the best one of all time.
OG's the best.
Yes.
The burnt ones.
They're awful.
They're so bad.
No, I don't like them.
It's like if you took the burnt one and then the regular one and mixed them together, it would probably be okay. But just all burnt is just, they just taste burnt.
I don't like it.
So it's not good.
I don't like it. I loved Dunkaroos when I was little, but the Dunkaroos are so bad. They're like not good.
I don't even remember what they used to taste like, so I can't judge.
I'm going to say they tasted better than this.
I don't know.
Cuz I remember them being so, so good. Also grapes. I'm a big grape guy. I love a good crunchy grape.
Okay.
Sometimes I just eat a grape so crunchy I get goosebumps.
Now, I know you've heard of this because I've told you about it, but I guess I'll just ask the audience who is listening and also watching us but can't respond. Chamoy pickles.
I know you told me about this.
Have you guys heard of chamoy pickles?
We want to know your experience. We want to know your favorite snacks. We want to know your experience with chamoy pickles if you've had one. DM us on the social medias or email us at queerunusualpod@gmail.com.
So I bought a chamoy pickle kit. You can buy them on Amazon, I think is where I got mine. You can buy them on Etsy. You can find them on like TikTok and they have like candy companies that sell them. Basically what it is, it's like it's a pickle, a bag, like you know those bag and pickles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of those. What else did it come with? It came with chamoy sauce. It came with Lucas, like the sweet kind.
Mm.
And then sour gummies, like mango spaghetti, like gummy candies. What else did it come with? And then
it's like the ultimate like salty sweet.
Yeah, and then you put sour. People put like tahini on it. So I did tahini. Mm. So good.
Yeah.
And then it was so good that I had to just like buy my own ingredients. So then I bought a bottle of chamoy.
Mm-hmm.
I bought more pickles.
Mm-hmm.
People sometimes wrap, it's going to sound really disgusting. If you wrap a fruit roll up.
I don't think it sounds gross at all. It sounds so good.
Around a pickle.
Yeah.
And then you put some chamoy. You put some tahini.
Chamoy is like a hot sauce.
Kind of. It's like a vinegary, hot, like, I don't know. It
spicy sweet?
Yeah. Not sweet. It complements the pickle really well.
Okay. All right. So it's the perfect pickle sauce.
And you put some chamoy, you put some tahini, you bite right in, you get the sweetness from the fruit roll-up, mm-hmm. you get the salty from the pickle, mm-hmm. you get the tangy, like, vinegary, hot from the chamoy, and then you get, like, the other salty and then also, like, chili lime from the tahini.
Yeah.
So good. It's, like, my new favorite snack ever. It's very messy to eat, though, but so, like, don't eat it in front of somebody who you want to impress. Like, eat it alone.
Yeah, that's like a like over the sink kind of food.
Oh yeah, but yeah. Honestly, try it.
So
it's so fucking good.
So I was in Denver for like almost 2 weeks, yes. And I came home, and Nicole's like, I need to talk to you immediately. This is the most important thing I'll ever say to you. And I'm like, oh my god, is everything okay? I've been home for like 30 minutes, like barely, like brushed my teeth, mm-hmm. like whatever, like washed my hands, sat mm-hmm. down on the couch for like a minute, and she's like, we need to talk now. I'm like, oh. Okay, like what's happening? She's like, while you were gone, something really important happened.
I want to eat one after we record this. Like, I think about it every day.
I bought a chamoy pickle kit and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I was so scared. I was like, what's wrong? What's going on? You were so serious.
They're life changing.
I still haven't had one. Will you make me a chamoy pickle?
Yeah, I have the ingredients downstairs.
Can we eat chamoy pickles?
Do you want to?
I 100% want to do that. Yeah,
let's fucking do it.
Like, we should wrap this up soon.
I literally bought fruit roll-ups and pickles, and I always have tahini. And there's a huge-ass bottle of chamoy in our fridge.
I can't wait. Well, I have to ask you, though, what are your other favorite snacks?
Okay, so as a child, mm-hmm. this is why I brought this up, because and I don't know if anyone else did this. As a kid, my favorite snack ever, I mean, I love pickles. I'm a huge pickle person. Like anything,
you're a pickle guy.
Anything pickled, I will eat. Like, honestly, if you pickled a fucking shoe, I would eat it.
Nicole had her first pickled egg at Michigan Paracon this year.
It was the best thing I've ever had in my life.
And pickled eggs are amazing.
It was out of a jar at a towny bar.
That's how you should eat a pickled egg.
And literally the...
Yeah.
Closest, basically Canada, so far north, like probably one of the most northern parts you can get in the United States.
That is exactly how a pickled egg is meant to be eaten.
And it was so good.
You got the ambiance.
Yeah. But as a child, my favorite snack, this is what you do, okay, right?
Okay.
You take a pickle.
Got to.
You either wrap cheese around it, like a slice of cheese.
Okay, I feel like I know.
Or you do a piece of lunch meat. Or sometimes you fuck around and you do both.
No way.
And it's like this little,
yeah.
It's a pickle with lunch meat and cheese wrapped around it.
Yeah. It's like a reverse sandwich.
And when I was a kid, for some reason, I called them French Bruces. I had a name for the snack.
A French Bruce?
A French Bruce.
Be like Bruce Willis?
Actually, what it... What it came from, I was watching a movie with friends. I was probably like literally
French Bruce
7 at the time.
Okay.
My parents were watching a movie, probably like Die Hard or something with
Bruce Willis
in it. And I was like, what should I name this? So it was a French Bruce.
Okay, first of all,
Even my siblings were like, we want a French Bruce. And my mom's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, oh, it's this.
You were like, move aside, Con.
So if you take a pickle and you wrap cheese or lunch meat or both around it, it's called a French Bruce. Patented here.
Yeah.
On the Quite Unusual
Podcast. Heard it here first. The home of the French Bruce.
The French Bruce.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say...
honestly, I sometimes still eat that as a snack.
You fully should eat that because I have... So I have...
it's keto, too.
of which you are a strict adherent of. I have a slight variation on that I'd like to do. So I take like a nonstick pan, right? And I put like shredded cheese in it. So it like starts to melt and like get crunchy crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a pickle on that.
Shut up. I just made that.
Burrito it in the crispy crunchy cheese.
I've never seen you make that.
Are you serious?
I've literally never seen you make that. I
used our smallest pan.
I just made a snack similar to that. It was, so you take a muffin pan, right?
Okay.
You spray some like...
Oh, is that why? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You spray some Pam in it. You sprinkle shredded...
Panned?
Panned or Pam. Do you want to help in the panned pan situation?
I would like to.
So you sprinkle some cheddar cheese as like the bottom layer. Uh-huh. Then you put a pickle chip, right? Then you sprinkle some more shredded cheese. And then you put some bacon bits on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Which, fun fact, the bacon bits are, they're made of soy. If you get like the normal bacon bits, they're
like
soy.
All bacon bits are
soy. And then you put them in the oven. Mm-hmm. I think it's 400 for 20 minutes.
Okay.
And they just come out as like little crispy.
Little guys.
Cheesy pickle chips. Yes. So good.
What would you name those if you had to name them?
Austrian Monicas.
Honestly, I would eat the fuck out of an Austrian Monica.
Just came out of my head.
I would go ham on a French Bruce. Not actual ham. Keep it kosher. I would eat 7 to 10 Austrian Monicas.
Good.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can definitely eat 7 of them.
I would for sure eat that.
So good.
I have frequently eaten what I refer to as pickle dinner.
Pickle dinner.
Where it's just a jar of pickles for dinner. Or olive dinner is a good one.
Yes, olive dinner.
I love an olive dinner.
Anything pickled.
Anything pickled, I will eat an entire jar of and call that a meal.
I will fuck with it. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any good movies lately?
Ooh, I just watched a movie. I watched The Menu.
The Menu was surprisingly very good.
I'm so shocked to hear you say that.
Why?
Just because you're very,
I'm snobby.
You're a little snobby.
When it comes to movies. Okay.
I like it, though. I like it because you're right. You're always right.
Hot take, though. Movies nowadays are way too fucking long.
They are so fucking long.
They're so long.
You know what's only 95 minutes that's coming out soon?
What?
Cocaine Bear.
What is that? I keep on saying, is that a comedy?
It's a bear. It's like based on a true story. It's like a bear that did ate a bunch of cocaine.
Yeah, there was like a plane crash. I just saw this today. That's funny that you mentioned that.
I don't 100% know what it's about, but I will watch it because it is an hour and a half long.
It said it was a dark comedy, so.
I love a dark comedy.
Love it too. Yeah. But yeah, honestly, if a movie's over two hours, mm-hmm. if it's 2.5 hours,
no.
It better be like an adaptation of like a movie mm-hmm. or, I don't know, a video game or something beloved that people actually give a shit for. Like, don't give me, I don't know, this story that this one guy wrote and it's 2 hours and 46 minutes long.
Hot take. Not everything needs a fucking Snyder cut.
I don't want to see it. I literally don't want to see it. Mm-mm. My interest gets lost and then I'm on my phone and then I'm like, oh, that movie sucked.
Yes. Yes.
Sucked.
That's 100% how I feel. So The Menu, I thought The Menu was really fun.
It was really fun.
I loved the line read of, that's a tortilla. Tortilla deliciosa. I loved that. That was like my favorite part.
I don't remember that part.
When, spoiler, skip forward a little bit, I guess if you haven't fucking seen it. When the finance bros have their tortillas that have like all the documents on there. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And she's like, that right there is a tortilla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was so fucking funny. I thought it was funny and it was clever and I liked it.
Yeah,
and
definitely different.
I like Nicholas Holt. He usually plays like a bitchy little boy and it makes me laugh.
Yeah, he's like whatever for me.
I think it's sort of fun.
I like Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, I like her too.
I think she's a great mm-hmm. actress. She kind of annoys me as a person though, but.
You know, her and Mia Goth are like best friends.
I love Mia Goth.
Me too. Did you? Oh my God. Can I just like celebrity spiral for 1 second? Have you ever heard her speak?
Mia Goth?
Yes. Not like, in a movie. Not acting? Not in a movie.
I don't think so.
She sounds like a fucking haunted Victorian child.
How does she do your best impression right now?
What should I say?
Hi, I'm Mia Goth.
Hi, I'm Mia Goth.
No.
Dude, fucking Bible. I'm going to find it right now. Are you fucking ready for this?
I'm so ready for it.
Also, did you know she has a baby with Shia LaBeouf?
No, she doesn't.
5 months old. Look. Shia LaBeouf. Spouse. Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That makes her so much worse.
I know. It's awful.
Man, I liked her.
Let me see if I can find this. Here. We need you to talk, Mia.
Team up with to give yourself the best chance of surviving. Who do you pick and why?
Brittany Snow. She has a way of kind of flipping any situation on its head and just making everything feel okay, and I think you would need that in that sort of situation.
Yeah, she does sound like a little tiny baby child.
She's like a little haunted Victorian child, and I would love to watch a movie where she plays a little haunted Victorian child and just does her real voice.
I still have to see Pearl.
I have to see Pearl, too.
You have to see X first.
I haven't seen it, but I'd love to.
Well, I guess, I mean, I think Pearl's like the origin story to X, so you don't even need to, but...
The only movie that I realized she speaks in her real voice, like her actual, like the actual pitch of her voice, mm-hmm. is that movie Emma with Anya Taylor-Joy.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, it's so good. It's like based off like a Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it. I like a little period piece, so...
You do love a period piece.
I do.
Well, speaking of horror movies, I'm super excited because they announced that Scream, is it 6, is happening?
Really? Is Matthew Lillard in it?
No, fucking, he died. Actually, no, that's funny that you brought that up because what I was going to say is that, so in Scream 4, if any of you Scream people are listening,
spoiler,
we love it. In Scream 4, this came out like so long ago. Scream 4, who is like the best character ever in a horror movie franchise, is played by Hayden Panettiere, Kirby, and she's like basically my spirit animal. She's like a girl, and she loves horror movies, and she's just like a horror movie buff.
She's like a girl, and she likes horror movies. That's Nicole's defining.
I'm like a girl, and I like horror movies.
That's her. That's Nikki in a nutshell.
Yep. She was like the best character ever, and like in the fourth one, they kind of kill her, though you don't like see her like die.
But, just like Matthew Lillard's character.
They imply that no, he's dead. He is not coming back. No, he's not coming back. But they imply that she dies, and then they just announce that she's coming back in the next Scream.
You know what? I love that.
She's like a fan favorite, and fans were like, Kirby needs to live. Kirby's not dead. Bring back Kirby. Bring back Kirby. And I think she's now worse for the FBI.
What has she done lately?
I don't know.
I love her.
I think she's been having babies.
Oh, I love her. She's so cute.
She's been playing the mom life for a while,
I think. She's our age.
Oh.
Look at our kid's name. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She's coming back to Scream, and I am so happy. Just so happy.
I'm happy for you.
Because I wasn't a fan of the last Scream.
I didn't see it.
It was just, like, I don't know. I wanted it to be better. Yeah. Like, the whole thing is, like, Scream's like, who's the killer? Mm-hmm. Who's it going to be? It's not who you think it is.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, really? It's them? And that's the reason why? Like, they've already, like, done that before.
Such a classic horror movie.
Think of something better.
Yeah.
But that's, like, Scream's thing is, like, to think, you know, to do it better. But, yeah. So, she's going to be in the new Scream, and I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. Four survivors of the Ghostface murders leave Westboro behind for a fresh start in New York City. However, they soon find themselves in a fight for their lives when the new killer embarks on a bloody rampage. Mm. Ooh, it comes out in March.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also have two other horror movie recommendations for anyone who gives a shit about my horror movie recommendations. So first...
I do.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you.
Because if there's two things about you, you're like a girl... And you like horror. And you know what? I like that.
I'm kind of a girl, and I also like horror.
So honestly, it's so true, Bessie. Okay, give it to me.
Okay, so A Wounded Fawn on Shudder.
Oh! Okay, here's the thing.
Watch it.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
Josh Rubin.
The greatest.
Can do no wrong.
He's so good.
I am in love, obsessed. He's incredible. He's so good.
He didn't... I do not think he wrote it. He just stars in it.
Yeah, he just acted in it.
But he also directs and writes horror, too. And
so good.
Fantastic.
His movie, Scare Me, delightful.
Great.
It's so good.
It's like a breath of fresh air in the horror genre, but it's not, like, it's so different, but it's you won't be mad that you watched
it. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting.
And Werewolves Within.
It's also very fun. Did you know there was a video game? I had no idea.
No.
I'm not a video game guy.
I didn't know there was. No. Yeah. It's a horror comedy. Great. It's
also so good.
I want to see him do a slasher.
That would be. Oh.
He's kind of like hitting little different points of like the horror genres. So I really would like to see him do
He's
like a
so
slasher.
He's so good, dude. He can, in my eyes, he can do no wrong. So yeah, Wounded Fawn. I second that. It's just amazing.
Did you watch it?
Yeah. The Noise. I don't want to give it away.
The noise.
He does that weird little fucking noise.
Why am I not remembering that?
I don't know. Maybe it just scared me because I get scared of different things than you do.
Anyways,
remember I paid you on Venmo 99 cents for using your Shudder?
You paid me 69 cents to use my Shudder.
Nice.
And I was like, no.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, this list is from way, way back. So sure. Christmas, Bloody Christmas on Shudder.
Oh.
If you want to go back to a Christmas movie. It's phenomenal.
What's that about?
It's about an animatronic Santa that comes to life and starts like murdering people.
That's so fun.
It's very fun. It's very bloody and gory and like old. Like
I love that shit.
Yeah, like classic horror, like bloods and
what's
blood
that Nicolas Cage movie with the animatronics?
Anyways. Willy's Wonderland or whatever. Yeah. But it's not a slow burn, let me tell you that. And then my last and final recommendation is Bones and All.
Ooh, what's that about?
That has Timothy Chalamet in it.
Oh.
That's the, I'm not going to say anything.
What is this streaming on?
I think it's only
Oh, you can buy it on YouTube.
Buying or renting.
Okay. Right now. Okay.
I think you can rent it.
Love really blossoms between a young woman on the margins of society and a disenfranchised drifter as they embark on a 3,000-mile odyssey through the backroads of America. However, despite their best efforts, all roads lead back to their terrifying past and the final stand that will determine whether their love can survive their differences.
Yeah, and that's all you need. That's all you need to know. Don't look up anything else.
I want to watch this.
Just watch and you'll, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
That seems really good.
So that's been Horror Movie Recommendation Corner.
I just watched another movie this weekend, and I cannot for the life of me remember what it was. Because my brain is mush, because it's all full of EMFs.
I watched Possession on Shudder, which is a movie from the 80s. It has Sam Neill from Jurassic Park.
I love Sam.
It was banned for like a long ass time. I'm not sure. I don't know because I've seen way worse horror movies. But that's another good one to watch because Shudder finally got the rights to it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you know what's coming out on Shudder this week?
Before they take it away.
This was Skinamarink.
Skinamarink, yeah.
I want to see it so bad.
I
want to
see it too.
That's out on Shudder this week.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I just watched The Exorcist. I know. Deep cut. Yeah, I just watched it. This movie's so fucking good, man.
It was really good.
It's so scary.
You watched it by yourself?
Yeah, I did.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I've seen it 900 times, so it's not that scary anymore.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, and you don't believe in, like, demons or Jesus and Bible shit, so.
I don't think I do.
So it's a lot less scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were, like, brought up believing in, like, the Christianity and shit, that's, like, the scariest shit that you could ever watch.
I can imagine.
Yeah, the fear is built inside of you.
Yeah.
At a young age.
You were probably told, like, oh, you're going to go to hell for sure. Definitely.
Yeah, don't play with a Ouija board because you'll probably go to hell.
Oh, you know what? I just watched Emily the Criminal. That's what it was.
Oh, how was that?
It was really fun.
Is it a horror movie?
It's not a horror movie. Thriller? It's just a regular movie. It's a thrillery.
I like Aubrey Plaza, but she's just kind of like one note.
She's very typecast.
No, she's like very, plays herself.
Yeah, kind of right. Yeah, so. She's different in this. I'll say that she's different. Ooh. She's definitely different.
All right.
I loved the ending of it very, very much. So
watch it.
You should watch it.
I'm gonna put it on my. Okay, so if anyone has Letterboxd, it's an app. It's just one word, letter BOXD.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally what I use to rate movies, to remember how to watch movies. Honestly, if you have it, add me. I'm pretty sure I'm just like Nick Lonnie, same as Instagram handle. So
I also have one, and I have rated one movie because I keep forgetting that I have it.
That's how I use like how to remember what horror movies I've seen or what movies I've seen or like what I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And then also if you have friends, like you can see what they put on their list.
That's so clever.
So then you could look at their like want to watch and then you can put it on your want to watch for like movie suggestions. Once again, not an ad for Letterboxd, but
I wish it was.
It's a great application to own.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I would like to get into it. I'd like to use it.
But you should.
I just simply have not been doing
that. I literally have like two friends. It's my sister and my cousin.
I think I have two friends, and it's you and your sister.
Yes. Yeah. And my cousin. You added my cousin.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to brag. I have more. Oh, wait, no. I'm also your friend.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
right.
So we each have.
That's right.
We each have the Will's same.
Right.
A little incestuous over there. Yeah, I'd like to do that. I wanted to, you know how some people like read like 12 books a year or something?
Reading is on my, was my New Year's resolution. I actually have been reading more.
Yeah.
Reading's just not so as hard. Much as I want to.
Yeah. Reading's fundamental, but it's fucking hard.
I know.
It's hard to find the time. I feel like.
Yeah.
Because like when I'm like in bed, like before, like I don't, reading yeah. puts me to sleep or wakes me up. There's nothing in between. I can't just like fucking read a chapter of a book and like be chill about it. Either it like hypes me up and I'm up until 4 a.m. reading Twilight style, or it like puts me to sleep and I read the same page like 17 times. Mm. So I usually watch TV before I go to bed, which I know is like so bad for your brain. Oh,
I
do too.
I need to.
And I have been watching King of the Hill.
I can't get into King of the Hill.
It's fucking funny, man.
I can't get into it.
It's pretty funny.
I can't get into it.
I understand.
Some episodes, like, there are certain episodes that just fucking slay.
So true.
But then there are other ones I'm just like,
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. I kind of, like, am skipping around.
Like, yeah, I'd rather just, like, rewatch The Simpsons or, like, watch The Simpsons all the way through.
You know what's one I really love to rewatch over and over and over? Hmm. Futurama.
It's so I was never a Futurama good. Either. I've been rewatching Trailer Park Boys for the third time.
I love that.
It's my favorite That's show.
Very on brand.
Ever.
It's pretty good. I don't know. It's a good show.
It's such a good show to just fall asleep to.
Yeah.
Especially because this is my third rewatch of it, so.
I tried to watch, I think we talked about it before. I was trying to watch Letterkenny.
Oh, I watched all of Letterkenny and I was not a fan.
I don't think it's that good.
I didn't get it.
I like the episodes with the goth kids.
The goth kids are the best part.
That's really funny.
They're the best part.
Otherwise, I don't like it.
The main characters suck. It's the goth kids and like the hockey players that are the
funny
ones. Yeah,
the hockey players are so funny.
And then the rest of them are just like,
That's it. I want to like it, but I don't.
I need to, Trailer Park Boys, I like not rewatching. It's just like something I put on when I just like don't know what to watch. And I was like, Trailer Park Boys. I need to go back and rewatch all the South Parks too.
Oh, I want to watch South Park.
Because I was like a huge South Park fan, but I haven't seen every single episode.
I've seen
like the classics, but yeah.
I've watched maybe like 10 episodes in my whole life.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It was because you didn't have cable growing up.
I didn't have cable
growing up. You missed like the golden age of South Park. It was like when we were in high school.
No. I'm really impressed with it though because they churn out episodes.
Yeah.
Like it takes them like 24 hours to write and like put out an episode.
Those writers, like they are the smartest fucking people ever.
Yeah.
Even like Book of Mormon.
So clever. Oh, did you see Book of Mormon?
No, I want to.
I saw it. I went and I saw the first run of it.
Did you?
I did.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That was a birthday gift from someone.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was fucking amazing.
I know. I've heard.
It was like my favorite live performance.
I've heard that it is.
Yeah. That's what I want to do more of this year. I want to see more like live theater. Shows. Live, yeah.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because guess where we're going on Saturday?
We're going to Medieval Times Dinner and Tournament.
We're going to a medieval tournament.
I have never been to Medieval Times.
That's insane.
We didn't even like talk about this yet.
I know. It just came up now. Yeah. It's been on my brain though all day.
Yes.
Noelle's never been to Medieval Times.
I've never been.
I have been to Medieval Times so many times that I don't even know the number.
I wanted to go so bad, and it's my birthday, and I'm like, you know what? I'm an adult. We're going to go. So we got tickets, and we're going.
No, I was like, do you want to go to Medieval Times?
And I was like, I do.
For your birthday.
For my birthday. So we're going to Medieval Times for my birthday. I'm very fucking excited. I'm fighting. I want to dress like a princess.
What's stopping you?
Can I dress like a princess?
Why can't you?
Yes, I'm pulling out the prom dress. I'm gonna dress like a princess at Medieval Times.
The only messed up thing is that if you don't buy all of your tickets together, there's no guarantee that you sit together.
I will throw an adult tantrum.
And there are three different parties of us that are going that all bought our tickets separately. So, like, on the website, it's like, email this email to ask to, with your ticket confirmations, to ask to sit together. So I emailed everyone's ticket confirmations to this email, and they were like, hello, good. It was like the email was like, hello, hey, good sir. Hey, hey. Like, literally, that's how it was written. It was like, hey, hello, good sir or madam. We would like to accompany your request, but we cannot, like, it was something like, we cannot guarantee that you will sit with your lords and ladies. And I was like, what the fuck? Who is going to medieval time? Like, you guys are going to be packed?
No.
Where you can't sit the...
No.
Five of us? Wait, five of us five. Together?
Let's just go kind of early.
Yeah.
And then we'll just go. You want to get sloshed in medieval times?
I do that every time. Literally every time I go to medieval times, gone. My friends are like, Nicole, you're going to get us kicked out.
I'm so and excited, like, to get kicked out of a medieval times with you.
Is that a challenge?
Because I want to do that.
Because the Red Knight is looking at me in a wrong way.
I want this to be my first and only time in a medieval times, because we get forcibly removed.
I would love that for us, honestly.
I would love it too. I would,
I ride hard for my knight.
Yeah. You know, okay, so I wanted to apply to be a knight. Because, yes. I'm a horse girl.
She is.
I'm like, who's better qualified than me? I was born a knight, basically, right?
You know how to handle a horse.
I know how to knight. Yeah, that's right.
You have long hair.
I have so much long hair.
You know how to ride a horse.
I look.
That's all you need to be a knight.
That's all I fucking need.
Literally all you need.
That's all I need. I could joust, but not to joust, for sure.
Jousts every day.
Every
I see you do it every day.
Fucking every day. Why do you think all the chopsticks in this house are broken?
From your jousting.
From my mini jousts every morning. Every morning. You have to be a man. They won't let you apply to be
sexist.
A squire or a knight if you're a female.
Yeah, that's...
I can only be a wench.
That's weird to me, though, because they just... I don't know if this is for every castle.
2023?
Well, for the castle in our area,
Our local castle?
Our local castle. They just updated the story where it's no longer a king and it's like the queen regent or something. It's like a queen now.
Mm.
So they're progressing, but you still can't have a woman be a knight. What if you Mulan'd it, though?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Say your name's like...
Noelle Krupa.
Oh my God, yeah. Noelle's a man's name, too.
I have a boy name. I'll just do
just
it.
Just put male.
I'll be like, that was a typo on my...
Tape your boobs down.
I don't have them anyways.
She's the man, this.
Should I?
Mulan, she's a man. What's another classic story of a woman pretending she was a man?
Joan of Arc.
Motocrossed.
Yes.
That Disney original movie.
Yes. I didn't have cable, but yeah.
Don't know the reference.
What's the Mulan song? I'm going to do that Mulan song.
The reflection one or the... let's get that's down to business.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. I'm going to train
to
you.
To be a knight.
I'm going to train you in the backyard.
Yes.
To get your jousting abilities up to par, because I've been to medieval times so many times. I basically...
You know the ins? You know the outs.
I know the ins and outs. I will train you to be a knight, and then you will go.
I need a fake
mustache. And you will bring the quite unusual family honor by becoming a knight.
This is my solemn duty. I need a fake mustache.
We have so many of those. We don't know where they are. There's a pack of them somewhere in this room, but we can't find them.
I think 48 of them, but we've used maybe two.
Various
of them.
Colors. So we could cut. We have gray and black. We could cut them in half to match your hair.
Should do one side of my mustache and be like, I have a disorder. So
I have a hormone disorder.
Yeah, I'll talk in like a really deep voice.
Hello, I'm Noelle.
Do I sound like a man?
Wait, do it again?
All right, interview me at medieval times.
Hello, Lord. We would like to interview you at medieval times.
Oh, hey, I'm Noelle. It's really nice to meet you. Thank you for letting me query into thine establishment. I'm super stoked. Super fucked stoked about this. Probably shouldn't swear in an interview, so I'll need to all work on that.
Probably shouldn't say stoked either. I mean, this is.
What do boys say?
We'll give you etiquette classes.
What do boys say? I mean, like boy classes.
I don't know. I mean, if you're in an interview, I feel like no one should be saying the word stoked.
So true. So true. Okay, we're going
to
get.
I'm really happy to be here.
Okay, I'll try to say it in a main
voice. Thank you for this opportunity.
I'd like to thank you. That just talk like Elizabeth Holmes.
You have to assert authority.
I wore a black turtleneck to work today, and I kept holding things like this.
You know she actually won the Golden Globe.
Did she?
Probably because of that voice.
She fucking should have.
Yeah.
The scene where she dances to How to Love.
Oh, yeah.
Lives in my fucking head rent free. I watch it. I have it screen recorded on my phone. And I watch it when I'm sad.
Babe, can you send that to me?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It's so okay. good, dude. It's so fucking good.
Thank you.
I love it so much. I'm sorry. It's Amanda Seyfried's greatest performance.
Yeah.
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 It's so good.
Les Mis.
Yeah. Oh, who cares? I like forgot she was in it after seeing How to Love. So good. Okay, so we're gonna Mulan me.
You will be a knight.
And then after I win the first joust, I feel like maybe like five jousts.
You know what they do? When? So like everything is spoiler alert.
What?
It's like kind of like pro wrestling where like people are decided.
You're telling me pro wrestling is staged?
No. So real.
My cat's looking at a ghost right now.
She's looking at a ghost. Mm-hmm. So they like say who's gonna win, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really funny if you did become a knight, if you just went rogue every night and then just like just were the one that like changed every, the story and they just had to go with it because it was a live performance.
Single night.
They're like, God damn it, Noelle, again. The red knight was the oh my god, you could be the black and white knight.
I'll be like, yeah, you know I always win? I'm an alpha male. That's good, right?
Listen to my voice. Listen to how I say words. This is the voice of a winner, okay? It's like you don't even understand. Like, yeah, not only do I have testicles, but they dropped when I was a boy turning into a man.
When I was two. That's how manly I am.
Boys, two men, that's what happened to me. A boy man. I think it could work.
I think it's the perfect plan, and I don't see any flaws in it at all.
Not a single thing.
Nothing could go wrong.
Could make it go wrong.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I really hope the good people in Medieval Times are not listening to this right now. They're probably not.
No.
No.
Wait, if you work for Medieval Times...
I'll get you in for free. Pretend to be my girlfriend to really sell the lie.
Somebody listening works for Medieval Times. Like... Oh. Give us the inside scoop.
Yeah, hire me. How about you? Just that.
The CEO of Medieval Times.
It's like our biggest fan. Podcast. He's the
like,
one.
Yeah, I could do that.
He's the one that wrote the last review and he's giving us another shot.
He's like, you know what? I honestly couldn't stand the obnoxious babbling because there was no talk about Medieval Times, but no, I think I'll give it one more shot.
Yeah.
Give it one more shot.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know why he does that with his mouth, but he does.
I think he definitely does.
Yeah.
That's like a CEO move right there. Yeah. That's a CEO move. I can tell. Okay, so that's me. We're going to do this. It's going to be flawless. Mm-hmm. Executed flawlessly.
Yes.
We have to go in this time and like kind of scope the place out a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my God, what if we snuck? What if we snuck in and then so we could spend the night?
Yeah. Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum style,
yeah.
But at Medieval Times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then...
I love that plan. You know what I can't believe? They survived the pandemic somehow.
Honestly, like...
How?
Yeah, I don't know. They must have gotten really creative and, like, sold other things.
So they sold all the horses.
Might have.
I don't know. Or you could, like, rent a knight.
Win a date with the Blue Knight.
I don't know what the differences between the knights are, but I'd like to be the They're black and colors. White one.
They're literally just colors.
I'd like to be the black and white one.
That's the best one. That's my favorite one.
I'd like to win a bunch of jousts on sanctioned style where, like, I just keep getting written up for, like, winning jousts. Because
you go rogue.
Yeah, and then I'd like, on maybe, like, my fifth or sixth one, I, like, rip off my wig.
Wait, I'm
just going to use my real hair.
You should just like rip open your shirt and like show my titties. And be like, I'm a woman.
Yeah, I'll pull my pants down and be like, there's no dick here.
Yeah. What's that movie where they do that? And they do that in like a movie. She's the man. They do it and she's the man.
Perfect. That's me. Yes. I'm the man.
Yeah.
Believe me, I am a man boy. I think it could work. I think I'd like to try it.
Can you imagine if you were the first female knight to work at medieval times? You would go down. You would literally go down in history.
I almost feel like I should apply and like get an interview
and then
show up and be like, this is sexist. Mm-hmm. But PR spin, you're woke. This ain't no joke.
If you applied and they told you no because you weren't a man, I feel like that would be, that would be a huge PR, especially because they're not.
I'm going to call Geraldo Rivera.
Doing that great. You should.
He covered the Cropsey thing. He's going to cover this.
He used to be at large. I'm not so sure anymore, but he'd come out of.
Even if he's like at small, frankly.
Geraldo at small.
That rhymed, unintentional.
Still break it. He could still break the story.
I'll call Oprah. She's going to come out of retirement. She's going to be like, were you silent or were you silenced? And I'm going to be like, you know what, Oprah? Honestly. I wanted to be guilenced.
I think this is the play. This is the move.
I think we do this. I'm going to fully like quit my full-time job to work at Medieval Times.
I think you should.
I don't understand why I haven't
already.
I'm going to text my boss in about 15 minutes.
And quit.
It's 11 p.m.
It on Instagram Live. Just kidding. We can't.
Fuck. All right. You know what? We brought it full circle. Do you have anything else?
I'm good.
Okay. I think we call this one. Next time, we're going to try to do a Q&A also.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
We were going to do that. No. We're going to do next time. That was the plan.
Okay.
The plan is what we're going to do next time. Next week, we're going to bring you some super fun stuff. And also, we said it before, we'll say it again. Can you guys please subscribe to our YouTube channel? Mm-hmm. There's a link on our Instagram. I'll post one on Twitter, too. If you could do that, then we can go live and we can get haunted by ghosts forever. And you will see me probably see the way I die or something, and then have extreme PTSD and be so sad and so scared. And Nicole's just going to live her best life because she's also going to see the way she dies and she's going to like it.
Because I'm already possessed by a demon. So there's no room in here for anything else.
We're different people.
There's no room.
She's like a girl that loves horror. And I'm going to pretend to be a guy that likes horses.
I'm just like a girl and I like horror.
Wow, did you write that?
Yeah, it's a completely original song.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you guys want to give us a review too, I mean, since we just got two bad ones in like 2 weeks, which is honestly fucking
unprecedented. Weird. We did not get a review since like September of last year. And now we've gotten six of them and half of them are bad.
Yeah. So you can leave us a review. Quite Unusual Pod at Apple Podcasts. emma@gmail.com.
Sounds Apple, like a website.
Spotify. Whatever.
Yeah. You can do that there.
Other than that, remember to celebrate the strange.
And keep it unusual.
Bye. Bye.